in the moment, it felt like it was going on forever. I didn't think I was going to live. I was terrified.
There was no anything inside those eyes. Nothing. They turned black. It scared the hell out of me.
That was your first murder case?
Yes, sir.
Fair to say this was the biggest case of your career?
Yes, sir. Rape and murder of a 12-year-old child.
As bad as it gets.
I would think so.
They were all troubled. Every single one of them.
People, wake up! I'm the one that saw the murder take place by Krivak and DePippo.
Anthony DePippo showed no signs of remorse, appearing unfazed after being sentenced to the maximum.
I said I'm not guilty, I'll take it to the grave.
He had prior knowledge of all his victims. They were also found with clothing stuffed down their throat. And two of them were also taken into the woods, just like in this case. Put that together.
He killed a version of me that I can never get back.
I'm Paul Solotaroff, and for 33 years I've written for Rolling Stone magazine. I go after racist cops who shoot and kill unarmed black kids. I investigate neo-Nazis bent on genocide and social media tech lords who look the other way while the cartels poison children on their platforms. When you write those kinds of stories, one after another, you build a layer of callous around your heart. But this story broke the skin and will not give me peace. I keep hearing the voices of girls who warn the cops about a demon, a hunter of girls hiding in the woods. In 2021, I'd have laughed in your face if you'd asked me about the devil. But soon, very soon, you'll know what I know, that the devil is real and walks among us. From Lava for Good, this is The Devil's Quarry. Listen to new episodes of The Devil's Quarry starting June 10th in the Bone Valley feed on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And to binge all episodes of The Devil's Quarry ad-free, subscribe to Lava for Good Plus on Apple Podcasts.